High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. It's the opening of the 2011-2012 high school basketball season tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on Columbus SCOTUS. We've got a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia girls coach John Kyle. And coach had a magical season a year ago, won the first girls state championship for St. Cecilia since, 1979. What's it going to take to repeat that feat here this year?
Well, it's going to take a lot of hard work, and to repeat that is really an amazing task on your hands, but we're going to give it a shot and give it a try, and it's really nice to be in this position. Being the defending champs is something new for me and new to all these girls, and so it's really nice to be in that spot. But at the same time, everybody's going to target us because we're ranked preseason number one, and we're going to be up for a challenge every time we go out there.
So we have a big target on our backs here to start the season?
Oh, definitely, and I think we did last year, too. I think a lot of teams knew we were really good and really had to work hard to beat us if they went out there and gave it a good effort. But at the same time, you know, we have to get better each step of the way along the way like we did last year. Last year we put a real good ending to our season together, but we had a very good season as well. We were 19-4 going into the state tournament, and so we put together a nice run at state.
In addition to all that, you've got a tough schedule this year. In fact, you have only six home games in addition to the tough opponents. So it's a big mountain to climb here, even before the season gets started.
Yeah, it's a really tall order. Whenever you don't play a lot of home games, that's a challenge. But at the same time, we keep hoping and putting in our back pocket that that's going to get us ready for the postseason because you don't play any of those games at home. But a lot of good teams on our schedule out there, a lot of state-ranked teams, a lot of good teams from last year. And so we know each night out we're going to have to really go out there and give it our best effort.
Talk about the preseason workout.
Preseason's been going pretty well. We've come a long ways in a short amount of time. They had a good volleyball season and come in a little bit mentally drained and a little bit physically tired, but I think we've got them into somewhat kind of shape. They're never going to be in game shape before you go out there and play that first game, but everybody's healthy. Everybody seems to be on board with what we're doing, and we're looking good defensively. It's just the offense that's going to take some time to come along.
Talk about the problems you're having offensively right now.
Well, it's just, you know, we just have lost a lot of good scoring. Sharice and Lexi from last year were great scorers, and Abby Jackson and Tessa could put some points in. And so we're just going to look for girls to step up a little bit, step into those roles as be a bigger scorer. I think our offensive things, you know, are going to get us some action, and we're going to run the floor well. It's just we have to put the ball in the hoop.
Chanel Farmer, probably the girl you're going to carry most of the nucleus around here this year offensively.
Yeah, I think she has a real good shot of leading us in scoring and has a good, you know, basketball nature and IQ. And so, you know, we're going to put a lot of pressure on Chanel and hang a lot of what we want to do on her shoulders, but I think she can handle it. She had a great season last year, and I think she had a good summer and off season. And so we're going to really look to have her step into that leading scorer type role, and we're going to look for those other girls who are around her to help her out.
And two other returning starters, Libby Kissinger and Caitlin Ernst, obviously a lot of playing time a year ago.
Yeah, both of those have a lot of experience varsity-wise the last two or three years, and so you always like to see that, have those girls that aren't your leading scorers maybe have some really good experience. And so, you know, we're going to look for those girls to step into those roles. And we got two other seniors, Jamie Williams and Sarah Gettert, who were really good bench players last year for us. Didn't see a lot of action late in the season, but really had a good year as juniors. And so they're going to come into senior year. Hopefully they're going to give us a lot of support off the bench or if they're starting.
You mentioned your bench. You got a lot of girls in the ball games last year. Naturally, those girls are going to move up now, rung, and probably going to have some key roles on this team this year, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think for a school our size, we have to do that. You know, we have to have three or four girls out of each class that can step in the next year because we just don't have 10 girls in a senior class ever. And so, you know, we're the size of school where we're going to look to those younger girls. And we got some good sophomores and a real good freshman. Claire Hamburger is a very good freshman, and Morgan Nicola is a great sophomore. And so we're going to look a little bit to those girls, maybe not tonight so much since it's the first game, get their feet wet a little bit. But down the road, we'll definitely look in their direction.
What type of team are we going to have this year? The same as last year?
Oh, I think it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be bigger, a bigger team on both ends of the floor, size-wise, and I think we're playing a very good defense right now. And we'll see tonight, kind of a measuring stick tonight, but I think maybe we could be a little bit better defending team than last year, you know, in the half court. I don't think full court we're going to be quite as good because we don't have the foot speed, but we're going to still try and push the pace and get, you know, make them handle the ball and get some easy baskets when we can. But, you know, I think a lot of things are similar, but yet we're still a different team.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Back with St. Cecilia head girls basketball coach John Kyle, the Hawkettes getting set to take on Columbus Scotus in the season opener tonight. Coach, you got kind of a tough week. Yeah, Columbus Scotus tonight. You got Newman coming up this weekend. So always a tough way to start the year. Huh?
Well, you look at our schedule, there's not an easy week on there. So that's always the way it is. But, you know, Columbus Scotus always comes into the game, coming into that first game, and they're ready to go, ready to play. And so it's always a tough challenge for us. And I expect the same tonight. They're going to play well defensively. They're going to be strong and physical, and we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, this is always a tough opener for you guys. Plus, Scotus, of course, had a great volleyball season. So I'm sure they're roaring to go tonight, huh?
Oh, I think so. And hopefully they had a little bit of a slow start, you know, as everybody who was at the state volleyball tournament probably had. But, you know, they have some real good athletes. They have their best post player back. They're a good guard who can shoot the ball. And so, you know, we got to come focused and ready to go.
More concerned tonight about what the Hawkettes are going to do than what Columbus Coast is going to do?
Yeah, you know, you got to really want to execute. You know, that's one of the big concerns. You want to execute on both ends of the floor. And I think if you do that, the rest of the stuff takes care of itself. But that first game out, you're always looking to those new players, how they're going to step into those roles. Are they going to, you know, get a little shy under the spotlight, or are they going to really flourish? And so, you know, we're, as a coach, you're always wanting to see how we execute, how they handle the spotlight, how they handle the big game atmosphere.
Always want to hit the ground running, and it's a great night to maybe do that in the season opener, right?
Oh, I think so. I think it's always a fun, and I always have a lot of good expectations just to see how the girls handle things. And I think you're going to see some new girls, new faces out there on the floor in the varsity game, but I think, you know, they're capable of doing the job, and we feel like they're, you know, going to be a benefit for us.
Is there one or two things that you're really looking at tonight to maybe get a glimpse of for the season?
Well, the one thing I think we got to get better at, and I'm really going to watch tonight, is do we stop defensive penetration off the dribble? And that's one area. We had a preseason game with Northwest, and then they hurt us a little bit in that. And so that's one area we've been focusing on the last few days. And it's one thing I think this summer we saw some breakdowns, and we just have to get better at doing that, because when they get the ball in the paint, it's going to break our defense down. And so we have to work on that. I think a lot of the other things will come along as we go, but I think that's one thing we have to really keep a close eye on at the beginning.
All right, good.
Thank you, Mike.
John Kyle, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around in starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. We're at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, the 2011-2012 high school basketball season opener tonight, as the Shamrocks out of Columbus Scotus is in town to take on Hastings St. Cecilia in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. I'm Mike Willow, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia again having a magical season a year ago, went all the way into the state championship ball game and beat Wahoo. St. Cecilia won the state championship in girls basketball for the first time since 1979. And now the Hawkettes begin this season with a bullseye on their back. They are preseason ranked number one in the Omaha World Herald. Preseason ranked number two according to the Lincoln Journal Stars. They begin this 2011-2012 season under head coach John Kyle. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Columbus Scotus, they'll go with Alyssa Foltz, who's a 5'8" junior. Also Stephanie Jarecki, a 5'10" senior. Also Kara Moore, a 5'6" junior. Jordan Shohan, a 5'11" senior. And Caitlin Ween is a 5'8" senior. The starting lineups for Columbus Scotus. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" senior. Jamie Williams, a 5'10" senior. Chanel Farmer, a 5'6" junior. Morgan Nicola, a 6' sophomore. And Caitlin Ernst, a 5'11" senior. And John Kyle, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. So you got last year's Class C1 State High School Basketball Championship tonight in Hastings St. Cecilia. Columbus Scotus, they've had numerous championships as well. In fact, they just got done winning the volleyball championship a couple of weeks ago. So now they're back at it, and many of these athletes play not only in the volleyball team, but they're back out there at the basketball rank. So Scotus might be a little slow getting off to the start here this season. They had limited practice time. We'll see what Scotus can do here tonight against the defending champs in Class C1 in Hastings St. Cecilia. Ball is in the air, and Scotus will control the opening tip. St. Cecilia is going to start off with a man-to-man defense. John Kyle's been very pleased with the defensive effort so far during the preseason workouts. There's Shohan with the ball, moves it down low. That's Jordan Shohan. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Alyssa Foltz. Bounds it back down low and inside. Down on the baseline down to Shohan. She drives for the bucket. Her shot is going to be no good. Tapped around. Shohan grabs it, goes back up, shoots and scores. So Columbus Scotus got two or three shots at the bucket right there. And Jordan Shohan scores for Columbus Scotus. And the Shamrocks go out on top by a score of 2-0 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger with the ball, throws it on the high post. That's Morgan Nicola, hands the ball away. That's going to be Libby Kissinger with the ball. Libby over here on the wing on the left side. Scotus will start off in the man-to-man defense. These two teams have played some great basketball games. Usually a slow-down, low-scoring affair when these two teams get together in the years past. As the ball is knocked out of bounds there by the Scotus defense, St. Cecilia will play things in. This has been the traditional opener for the regular season. Past couple of years with SCOTUS and Hastings St. Cecilia trading off between home and away. They're playing here in Hastings here tonight. Libby Kissinger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Moves it over here to Jamie Williams. Pounds the ball down low. The ball's going to be wide of Morgan Nicola. Goes out of bounds. But his last touch by SCOTUS. So it'll be St. Cecilia playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway here in the girls' ball game here tonight. 6:54 to play in the first quarter. SCOTUS has got a 2-0 lead over the Hawkettes. Chanel Farmer lobs the ball into the lane to Caitlin Ernst. Back outside to Morgan Nicola. Morgan dribbles with the ball. Hands it away to Jimmy Williams. Jamie comes across the lane down to Libby Kissinger. She's called for the steps. So the first turnover in the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. That's going to be SCOTUS playing the ball in here in backcourt. 6:46 to play in the first quarter. 2-0. SCOTUS has got the lead. They'll play it in here on the near sideline. That's Kara Moore with the ball picked up in backcourt there by Libby Kissinger of Hastings St. Cecilia. Moore hustles into the forecourt, goes over to Jarecki. Pounds the ball down low again, spins in the lane. Here's a shot taken by Shohan, no good, but she's going to be fouled in the play. The foul going to be whistled there on St. Cecilia. And going to the free throw line will be Jordan Shohan, the first team foul on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Kissinger. That's going to be your first. So Shohan to the free throw line. Her shot is up there is good. Shohan averaged 10 points and 4 rebounds per game for SCOTUS last season. Off to a good start here tonight. She's got all 3 points, 3-0. SCOTUS has got the lead. Here comes the next shot by Shohan. It's up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Peyton Shohan, but she has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Down the right sideline, Chanel Farmer goes inside of Morgan Nicola. Her shot from 10 feet away is no good. Ball is knocked to the far sideline. Picked up there by SCOTUS. Who's got it? It's going to be Mullinex with the ball now for SCOTUS. Gets it to Akira Moore. She has her pocket picked here. Got the midcourt stride by Chanel Farmer. A turnover on SCOTUS. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. It is taken out of there now by Alyssa Fultz of SCOTUS. So it's 3-0. Columbus SCOTUS has got the lead. And the Shamrocks have the ball back in their offensive end. Jarecki free throw line extended left side. Gets it to Kara Moore. Gets it back down to Jarecki on the wing. Takes it down to the baseline. Her shot from 10, no good. Rebound, follow shot by Peyton Shohan is no good. Rebound, Shohan gets it back out here to Jarecki. Tries the left side away. Her shot is up and in. Stephanie Jarecki takes it all the way to the hoop there and scores. It's a 5-0 ball game. Columbus SCOTUS out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia early in this basketball game. Jamie Williams, free throw line extended right side down to Chanel Farmer. Chanel bounce pass out here to Jamie Williams. Down to Libby Kissinger. Libby dribbling on the ball, dribbles behind her back at the top of the key. Bounce pass down to left side of the lane. It's going to be too far, goes out of bounds. Trying to connect with Chanel Farmer and threw it out of bounds. Sarah Gettert coming to the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Also coming in is going to be Olivia Thomas. 5:22 to play here in the first quarter. It's a 5-0 ball game in girls high school basketball tonight as we tip off the 2011-2012 high school basketball season. Here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Peyton Shohan. Her shot from the short baseline. Right side is good. Peyton Shohan scores. It's now a 7-0 ball game in favor of Columbus SCOTUS. St. Cecilia has gotten the first 3 minutes without scoring here in the ball game. Chanel Farmer hands it away now to Sarah Gettert. Gettert now to Libby Kissinger. Bounce pass left side of the lane. Comes over to a Chanel Farmer. On the high post, that's Caitlin Ernst. Over on the wing on the right side now, Libby Kissinger. Lobs it inside. Ernst grabs it, shoots and scores. Caitlin Ernst scoring there. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Ernst, and now it's a 7-2 ball game. Columbus SCOTUS has got the lead, 4:37 to play here in this first quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Peyton Shohan with a ball, bounce pass, knocked away from Jordan Shohan. It goes out of bounds. Ernst getting her hands in there for the St. Cecilia defense, and denies the pass there to Jordan Shohan. End of the ball game now is Alyssa Schropp for Hastings St. Cecilia. Checking in for Columbus SCOTUS is going to be Carly Fultz. So Columbus SCOTUS will play things in. Baseline left side down here in the corner. As the Shamrocks will play things in, the inbounds pass is going to be deflected. It is loose. The scramble is on the floor. Now we got a traveling violation as a couple of Shamrocks are battling for the ball down there. Traveling violation is called on SCOTUS. Second turnover on the Shamrocks in this first quarter of play. 7-2 is the score. Columbus SCOTUS has got the lead. And Hastings St. Cecilia will play things in. Alyssa Schropp. Left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Carly Fultz of Columbus SCOTUS. Gets it over on the right side to Morgan Nicola. They go back door there. A pass to Alyssa Schropp, and she lays it in. Alyssa Schropp works the back door there to get her the ball, and Schropp lays it in for the easy field goal. She's got 2 points in the ball game. 7-4 is the score now. Skonis has got the lead. There's a Kara Moore with the ball, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out here to Fultz, and a palming violation is called on Fultz. Three turnovers on Columbus Skonis. St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. 3:56 to play in the first quarter. The Shamrocks with an early 7-4 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We got the boys' game coming up next tonight. Scheduled tip-off time is at 7 o'clock. There's Alyssa Schropp with the ball. Goes over to Morgan Nicola on the right sideline. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to Chanel Farmer. Down on the baseline, that's Olivia Thomas. Thomas brings it back out to Morgan Nicola. Back down in the corner to a Chanel Farmer. Circles around, takes it to the top of the key. Gives it up now on the left side to a Chanel, rather to a Morgan Nicola. Her pass comes out on top to Schropp. Back to Nicola. Shot from 15. It's off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose on the baseline. Farmer had it. Goes down to her knees to grab it, and it's a jump ball situation. Farmer is tied up on the play by Alyssa Fultz of Columbus Scotus. A jump ball. The arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will play things in. Stephanie Jarecki comes back into the ball game now for Scotus, replacing Alyssa Fultz. 7-4, Scotus with a three-point lead. Bounce pass. They get it here to Gettert. Gettert down to the free throw line to Morgan Nicola. Over on the wing on the right side, that's Chanel Farmer. Brings it back to Gettert at the free throw line. Her shot's too strong. Rebound loose. Gettert grabs it on the baseline. Drives that baseline. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jordan Schohan. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Chanel Farmer. Farmer gets it to Alyssa Schropp back outside to Gettert. Her shot from 12 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Peyton Schohan. 7-4 is the score. Skotus with a three-point lead here in girls high school basketball. Kara Moore with the ball. Moves it over on the wing to Carly Fultz. Fultz dribbles one, sends it down on the baseline to a Peyton Schohan. Schohan in the dribble, brings it up on the wing. Bounce pass comes to Fultz, comes across the top now to Kara Moore. Right side to Stephanie Jarecki. Good defense here by Hastings St. Cecilia. They get it inside and the shot is up and in. Just as I say that, they break it down. And Jordan Schohan gets an easy field goal there for Skotus. She's got 5 points in the ball game, 9-4. Skotus has got a five-point lead. Hawkins back with the basketball. Chanel Farmer just to the left of the lane, moves it down on the baseline on the left side to Alyssa Schropp, trying to drive that baseline, spins left side of the lane. Her pass now is going to be deflected. It's picked up by Morgan Nicola back out near the mid-court stripe here. 2:10 remaining in the first quarter. 9-4, Columbus Skotus with the lead. There's a pass to Olivia Thomas right there at the free throw line. She gives it up now to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp goes over on the wing on the right side to Sarah Gettert. Stands with the ball high above her head. Man-to-man defense here for Skotus. Chanel Farmer with the ball. Long-range jumper is put up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Jordan Schohan. Schohan gives it away to Kara Moore. Here come the Shamrocks back the other way. Jarecki dribbles in the lane. Ball gets away. Jarecki picks it up. Now to Fultz. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. 1:38 to play here in the first quarter. 9-4 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing here in the ball game. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. So a slow start here for the defending champs. It's a Libby Kissinger with the ball here for St. Cecilia. Kissinger dribbling out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes to the right side to a Jamie Williams. Dribble penetration in the lane. Her pass deflected. Picked up by Alicia Schropp. Keeps it alive here for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger now with the ball down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down low. Nicola back out on the wing. Schropp trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Kicks it back out to Nicola. Her 15-footer is an air ball. Rebound comes down to Jordan Schohan. 66 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-4 is the score. Skotus has got the lead. They got the ball. Alyssa Fultz has got it. Being checked out here by Libby Kissinger. Over on the wing on the right side to Stephanie Gorecki. Out to Fultz now at the point. Left side to a Peyton Schohan. Down on the baseline to Fultz. Brings it back to Schohan. Down to a Drecke at the top of the key. She sends the ball down low in the lane, and it's going to be knocked away, but a foul is going to be called here in St. Cecilia. A foul will go on the Hawkins. It's going to go on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Hawkins. Ernst will check out. Olivia Thomas back in there. Non-shooting situation. 46 seconds to play first quarter. 9-4 Skotus. They lob it in to Jordan Schohan. Now back outside the ring to Fultz. Comes across the top to Alyssa Fultz. Dribble penetration. Stops at the elbow. Bounce pass back out to Jarecki. Now top of the key to Fultz. Right side to Alyssa Fultz, and her shot is up and in. Alyssa Fultz nails one from the right side on the wing. She got 2 points in the ball game. Skotus now leading by a score of 11-4. Libby Kissinger sends it on the far side. It's too far. It's out of bounds. trying to get it to Morgan Nicola. Morgan was cutting the other way, and the pass is thrown into the nickel seats on the far sideline. Turnover number three already on St. Cecilia. 22 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-4 is the score. Scotus out on top. It'll be Scotus inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Kara Moore has got it. Kara Moore brings it up against Libby Kissinger, brings it into the offensive zone. Moore goes down into baseline on the right side to a Stephanie Drecke. Not a Moore. Left side to Alyssa Foltz. Foltz gets rid of it. Down into baseline. Here's a jumper put up there. It's no good by Peyton Shohan. Hits the side of the glass, and now we get a personal foul called here in backcourt. Peyton Shohan picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one on the Shamrocks. 4.9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia will inbound. Alyssa Schropp running back the other way. Schropp gets it back here to Libby Kissinger. Right side down to Nickler. Her shot is up there from about 40 feet away. That hits the iron. It's no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. In girls high school basketball action tonight, the score after one, it's Columbus Scotus 11, Hastings St. Cecilia 4.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So this is the opening night of the 2011-2012 high school basketball season across the state of Nebraska. You've got St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus here in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Hastings High opening up. Boys and girls are in Seward tonight. Adams Central will have an extra night to get ready. Their opening night of the season is going to be tomorrow as they take on the Holdridge Dusters out at the Patriot Gym. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader, and we'll have two games for you right here on 1230 KHAS. Beginning with a pregame show tomorrow night at about 5:45, 6 o'clock for the girls' tip-off. In the first quarter, St. Cecilia hit only 2 out of 8 from the field, 25%. Scotus was 5 out of 9 for 55%. Scotus out-rebounding St. Cecilia 7-3 in the first quarter. St. Cecilia had 5 turnovers in the first 8 minutes of play, compared to only 3 for Columbus Scotus. Hawkins 0 out of 1 from 3-point territory. Scotus did not take a 3-pointer in the first 8 minutes. 11-4 is the score. Scotus has got a 7-point lead. And Scotus has got the ball to begin the second quarter of play. Kara Moore's got it top of the key. Bounce pass over on the wing on the left side, angling toward the basket. Here's a shot by Foltz. That's going to be blocked down, and the ball's recovered by St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger brings her back the other way against Alyssa Foltz. St. Cecilia down by 7 points. Here's a Caitlin Ernst with the ball. Ernst tries to go out on the wing and send it intercepted. Trying to get it back to Kissinger. It's intercepted. Here's Foltz driving back the other way, and a foul is going to be called. No, a nice block. And out of bounds off of a Scotus Shamrock down here. So getting back to the play there was Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Makes a nice block in the ball, and then it goes trickling off with a leg of Alyssa Foltz out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will get it back the other way. Williams goes to Morgan Nickler. Her running layup is going to be up there. No good. Bounding for the rebound. Brought down by Kara Moore. She has it slapped away. It's picked up by Jamie Williams. Down on the baseline. The shot is up and in. That's Morgan Nickler. Williams picks up the trash. Gets it to Morgan Nickler, and she lays it in. Hawkins are back to within 5 points. 11-6 is the score. 6:50 to play here in the first half from the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's Alyssa Foltz. Double teamed over on the wing on the left side. To Kara Moore. Her long-range jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Ernst. Outlet pass goes to the right side to Kissinger. Kissinger now to Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Drilling with it there is going to be Jamie Williams. Out on top to Morgan Nicholas. Swings to the left side to Chanel Farmer. Two-handed pass goes to the right side. Jamie Williams. Williams down to Morgan Nicholas. Lob pass inside to Ernst. Shot is up there. It's no good. And she's hacked on the arm and the foul is called. So Caitlin Ernst. We'll go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The foul is going to be called, and Kara Moore of Scotus, that's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Shamrocks. Going to the free throw line will be Ernst. She's got 2 points in the ball game thus far on a field goal. Ernst eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, no good. Three starters returned from that state championship team from a year ago. Chanel Farmer, Libby Kissinger, Caitlin Ernst. Hawkeyes trying to replace some heavy scorers from a year ago. Abby Jackson, Tessa Kalupa, Lexi Schmidt, just to name a few. So a lot of work to do here for the 2011-2012 season as Caitlin Ernst throws up the free throw. It is good, so she hits one out of two from the free throw line. Ernst now with 3 points in the ball game, and the Hawkeyes are back to within 4 points. 11-7 is the score. Skoda scored the first 7 points in the ball game here tonight. Well, it took a while for the Hawkeyes to get on the scoreboard. Here's Kara Moore with the ball now for Skoda, working in backcourt against the Chanel Farmer. There's Alyssa Foltz with it now. Down on the baseline to Jordan Shohan. Brings it up high again to Kara Moore. She has her pocket picked. It is loose, and now we got a foul called as Kara Moore was going after it with the Chanel Farmer. And the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Moore. That's going to be your second. Team foul number three is called here on the Shamrock. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Here comes Peyton Shohan into the ball game now. Moore will come out 2 minutes into the second quarter. 11-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia down by four. Hawkeyes have the ball. Libby Kissinger comes over here to Williams. Williams puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sarah Gettert, lobs it in the lane. The ball's going to be deflected away from Ernst. It goes out of bounds, and it was, let's see if we're going to have a personal foul called. Ernst on a push down there on the baseline going after the loose ball. Caitlin Ernst picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three. Team foul number three on the Hawkeyes. Officially a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's going to be their seventh of this first half of play. 11-7. The Shamrocks have a four-point lead. And now Skotas will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Stephanie Jarecki looking to inbound. She does. Gets it into the hands of Alyssa Foltz. Runs it down the left sideline. Cuts back to the center of the floor. Stops and pops from just inside the free throw line. Her shot is up there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Dribbles out of there and gets the ball out down top of the key to Jarecki. St. Cecilia attacking out here defensively. Jarecki comes over here on the right side. That's going to be Perrault who's into the ball game now. Anna Perrault for the first time to Stephanie Jarecki. Jarecki now to Foltz. Hands it away to Peyton Shohan. Down in the corner again to Foltz. Her shot is up there and in a three-pointer. Alyssa Foltz nails a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. Here's a steal now by Foltz. She drives for the basket and a foul is going to be called. So St. Cecilia turns the ball away in backcourt. Alyssa Foltz ends up with it. She drives into the hole and she's fouled in the play. That's going to be the fourth team foul in St. Cecilia. It goes on Gettert. That's going to be your first. So now it's a 14-7 ball game. Columbus Skotas with a 7-point lead. Skotas will inbound the ball. That's a Jarecki with it now. Comes over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Jordan Shohan. Her shot from 10. Rims off, no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Jarecki. Skotas owning the board so far here in this first half. Here's Foltz. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Morgan Nicola gets a piece of it. Now Nicola gets the ball back. Nice feed. Driving for the bucket there is Chanel Farmer, and she's hit on the play as Farmer goes tumbling out of bounds here. And now she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a scoring situation here for the Hawkeyes. Jordan Shohan is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on Skotas here in this first half of play to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer. Shot is up there. The shot good. St. Cecilia now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here in this first half. End of the ball game now, Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Going out will be Caitlin Ernst. Now the Hawkeyes go with a smaller lineup out there. 14-8 is the score. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in for Chanel Farmer. She hits a pair. Her first 2 points of the ball game. And now the Hawkeyes will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Alyssa Foltz will bring things up here. Libby Kissinger right in her grill defensively for the St. Cecilia defense. Ball is poked away. Kissinger going for the steal. Alyssa Foltz has still got it. Gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's a Perrault with the ball. And now she has it tipped away. Chanel Farmer picks it up. Turnover number 4 on Skotas. Farmer long pass down the floor. They get it to Alyssa Schropp. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled. Nice pass by Farmer getting it into the hands of Schropp. And she is fouled right underneath the hole there. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Stephanie Jarecki of Columbus Skotas. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Shamrocks. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Schropp. It's up and in. Alyssa Schropp now with 3 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Schropp, a 5 foot 5 inch junior for head coach John Kyle. And now Columbus Scotus wants to call a timeout. Jared Ritter, the head man at Columbus Scotus, wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia trailing Columbus Scotus, the Shamrocks 14, the Hawkettes 10.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS as we get started for the 2011-2012 season on the high school level. Alyssa Schropp's next free throw is up there. She misses that one, and a rebound comes down to Stephanie Gorecki, or Gorecki with the ball. Gorecki now to Alyssa Fultz. So bring things up against Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Fultz back into the offensive scoring zone. Libby going for the steal. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. It's loose, picked up now by the Shamrocks. Down low is Shohan. Her shot's going to be blocked down. And we're going to scramble, and a timeout is going to be called. At the bottom of the stack there was Morgan Nickel. Evidently, she got possession of the ball, and John Kyle immediately up off of the bench and calls the timeout to save the possession. So St. Cecilia will have the ball when we come back. 4:03 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. The Shamrocks 14, the Hawkettes 10.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, halfway through the second quarter, St. Cecilia trailing by a score of 14-10. Down in the corner is going to be Jamie Williams as Columbus Scotus stays with his man-to-man defense. Williams brings it up high on the block, gets it out here to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger brings it back on the right wing to Morgan Nicola. Ball high above her head, now in a high post to Olivia Thomas. Her pass deflected, picked up by Thomas at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Morgan Nicola. Nicola dribbles, goes over in the wing on the right side to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp holds the ball here, picks it up, now in trouble, gets it away to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger on the right sideline. She's not afraid to throw up the three from there. Morgan Nicola back out into three-point territory, holds the ball, tries to drive it inside the arc, now retreats. Right on her face is going to be a Peyton Shohan defensively. Libby Kissinger with the ball, now to Morgan Nicola on the wing. Entry pass to get it to a Thomas. Her shot from seven is no good. Rebound comes down to Peyton Shohan. For Columbus Scotus, 14-10. Shamrocks have a four-point lead over the Hawkettes. Alyssa Fultz with the ball now for Columbus Scotus. Kissinger will meet her now, man on man. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Morgan Nicola. She runs it back the other way on a dribble, loses control of the ball, and goes out of bounds. So Nicola goes to the trouble of intercepting the ball, gets it down to the dribble all the way at the other end, and then loses the ball out of bounds. A turnover on St. Cecilia, a turnover on Scotus. I've got St. Cecilia already with nine turnovers in the basketball game, five for Columbus Scotus. The Shamrocks have a four-point lead, 14-10. Columbus Scotus will play things in. St. Cecilia attacking back here with Jamie Williams. On the dribble is going to be Alyssa Fultz. Fultz in backcourt will bring things up. Steps it across the midcourt stripe here. Alyssa Fultz with the ball. Starts off right, now goes back left. Following her, Jamie Williams with the St. Cecilia defense as the Hawkins stay with a man-to-man. Bounce pass over on the wing to Peyton Shohan. She drives for the basket. Her shot is going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Peyton Shohan got it on the wing, just took to the hole there, and the foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. Josie Jackson picks up the personal foul. She just checked in there and picks up the personal. Peyton Shohan to the free throw line. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far. Her shot is up there, just barely draws iron. She misses the shot. She'll have one more. High school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS with the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. Peyton Shohan, free throws up there is good, so she hits one out of two. 15-10 is the score now. St. Cecilia is down by 5 points. Hawkins have the ball. Chanel Farmer back into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass to Morgan Nicola. Nicola, free throw line extended right side. Lob pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. trying to get to Olivia Thomas, and the ball is intercepted there by Moore as she runs her back the other way. That's 10 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. Moore has problems with the dribble as she dribbles across the lane. Is picked up now by Alyssa Foltz. Foltz out in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes over to Megan Bench, who's into the ball game now. Out to Kara Moore at the top of the key. Right side to Foltz. They lob it inside to Shohan. Has the ball tipped away. Shohan grabs it. Shohan comes back out to Foltz. Dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Now left side of the lane. We're down to a buck 42 left here in the first quarter. Down to Shohan on the baseline. Her shot is good. This is Jordan Shohan. They've got Jordan and Peyton on this basketball squad. Jordan Shohan now with 7 points. 17-10. Here's a pass again. It's going to be thrown out of bounds. Boy, St. Cecilia looks real ragged on offense here. And in the ball game is Libby Kissinger. Going out will be Josie Jackson. So St. Cecilia with 10 turnovers here in the first half of play. 17-10. Columbus Scotus has got the lead in our girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight from the Chapman Gym. Scotus will play things in. Kara Moore will bring things up against Chanel Farmer. Moore back into the forecourt here as Farmer retreats. Moore bounce pass on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Onatka who's into the ball game. Back outside, Kara Moore moves it over here on the wing to Stephanie Jarecki. Cross-court pass, dangerous pass to Alyssa Foltz. Bounce pass goes inside. Shohan is surrounded. She gets rid of it now to Alyssa Foltz over there on the wing on the left side. There's an entry pass. They get it to Kara Moore. Drives it down the lane. Her shot hits the side of the glass, and now we got a foul called. Nobody goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So Scotus turns it away. That's a sixth turnover on Scotus. She went for the shot there. An off-balance shot that actually hits the side of the glass. She was driving it down the lane. It was out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. 17-10. We're under a minute to play here in this first half from the Chapman Gym. Morgan Nicola with the ball out here in three-point territory for St. Cecilia. Bill Williams down the right side of the lane. Stops. Gives the ball to Libby Kissinger. Two-headed pass comes to the near sideline to Chanel Farmer. Back out to the top of the circle to Schropp. Left side down to Morgan Nicola. Nicola comes out to Libby Kissinger. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Nicola. Now to Chanel Farmer. Her long-range jumpers put up their net. A three-pointer. Not the way that John Kyle drew it up there, but Chanel Farmer picks up the loose ball and scores from three-point territory. 17-13 now. Scotus with a four-point lead. Alyssa Foltz with the ball. Foltz left-handed dribble into the forecourt. Picked up by Kissinger. Over here on the wing is a Jarecki. Pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebounded by Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia. And time runs out here in the first half of play. So Columbus Scotus is going to have the lead at halftime over Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball. Shamrocks got to a quick 7-0 lead in the ball game. And right now Columbus Scotus with the advantage at halftime over Hastings St. Cecilia. So two quarters in the books, girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break. It's Scotus 17, Hastings St. Cecilia 13.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. First game of two here tonight from the Chapman Gymnasium as we get things started for the 2011-2012 season. A couple of teams being mentioned in the top 10 in Class C1 battling it out here in the season opener. Columbus Scotus at Hastings St. Cecilia. Scotus has got the lead over the Hawkins tonight by a score of 17-13. Scotus scoring the first, 7 points in the ball game, got to a 7-0 lead. The Shamrocks led 11-4 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia hitting a three-pointer early in the second period to pull within 4 points at 11-7. Skoda's increasing the lead to 7 points again at 17-10. And the Hawkeyes back to within 4 points here at halftime. The score is 17-13 in favor of Columbus Scotus. We'll come back and check the scoring at halftime as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Columbus Scotus. The score is 17-13. Here at the halftime break, not a lot of scoring in this first 16 minutes of the ball game. Chanel Farmer is leading the way for St. Cecilia. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Farmer has knocked down a three-pointer, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Farmer has got 5 points. Alyssa Schropp has got 3 points. Schropp hit a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for her three. Caitlin Ernst has got 3 points here in the first half. She's got a field goal. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And also scoring for St. Cecilia, Morgan Nicola. She has got a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia got to the free throw line 6 times in the first half of play. They have hit 4 out of those, so St. Cecilia 4 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. For Columbus Scotus, they're being led by Alyssa Foltz. She has got 5 points in the ball game. She's knocked down a 3 and a 2. Jordan Shohan actually leading Columbus Scotus in scoring. She's got 7 points. Shohan has got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 7. And Foltz has got 5 points. Only 2 other players have scored for the Shamrocks. Peyton Shohan has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Stephanie Jarecki has got a field goal and 2 points here in the ball game. Scotus 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 50%. Facing St. Cecilia again, 4 out of 6 for 66%. 17-13 our score here at halftime. Columbus Scotus with the lead over the Hawkeyes. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers as we continue at halftime on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance, also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, 17-13 is our score. At the break, Columbus Scotus with a lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkeyes, not a very good offensive half, as the St. Cecilia has hit only 4 out of 12 shots in the first 16 minutes for 33%. Columbus Scotus, 6 out of 18 for 33%. On three-pointers tonight, St. Cecilia, 1 out of 2 for 50%. Columbus Scotus has attempted 1. They have made that attempt for 100%. Free throws again, St. Cecilia, 4 out of 6 for 67%. Columbus Scotus, 2 out of 4 for 50%. Rebounds right now in favor of SCOTUS, 12-5. So St. Cecilia being out-rebounded in the contest, and that's probably the difference in the ball game so far. SCOTUS getting some second shots in there, and SCOTUS has got a four-point lead at halftime. The score is 17-13. At halftime here tonight, our opening ball game of the 2011-2012 season. We'll have more right after this.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all
about. We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Got the boys game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS between SCOTUS and Hastings St. Cecilia. Later on tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, you'll get the NCAA volleyball tournament. Jackson State taking on Nebraska tonight in the opening round of the NCAA tourney. Pregame show starting shortly here at 6:30 with a first serve at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, we'll have continuing coverage of high school basketball as the Adams Central Patriots open up their season tomorrow night with a girls-boys doubleheader against the Holdridge Dusters. We'll have the games for you here on 1230 KHAS, 5:45 for the pregame show. Girls' game will go at 6 tomorrow night with the boys at 7:45. Then on Saturday, here on 1230 KHAS, we will have Hastings College basketball. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan in town to take on Hastings on Saturday. 1:45 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the women's game, and 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll also have Tri-City Storm hockey for you this weekend on our network of stations. The Storm playing up at Fargo on both Friday and Saturday nights. We'll have both games on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, 7:15 airtime tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, it's Tri-City Storm in Fargo with a 6:45 airtime. So plenty of sports activity coming up for you this weekend on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. 17-13 is our score. Girls high school basketball action here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS. St. Cecilia ranked number one in the preseason poll in the Omaha World Herald, ranked number two according to the Lincoln Journal Star behind Minden. And ironically, those two teams are matched up in the same district this year, along with Adams Central and Kearney Catholic and Gibbon. Those are the five teams that will compete later on this year. So it's going to be a tough road here for St. Cecilia, or for any one of those teams in that particular district, and some of the top teams in girls and boys basketball as far as the preseason rankings are concerned, matched up in that district later on. That's a long way down the road. A long basketball season here as we're just getting started in the month of December. Of course, the boys and girls state high school basketball tournaments the first two weekends of March down in Lincoln. So St. Cecilia is trailing here in the ballgame. Columbus SCOTUS has led this baby from the opening tap, scored the first 7 points in the ballgame, and now they got a 17-13 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. As we start the second half of play, the Hawkettes will get things started, and immediately they're called for a traveling violation. Chanel Farmer works with it at the left side of the lane, and she's called for the traveling violation. That's the 11th turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 17-13, the Hawkettes trailing by 4 points here in the contest. Actually, that's going to be the 13th turnover on the St. Cecilia. There's a long pass down low to Shohan, and she goes up with a shot, and she's balled on the play. St. Cecilia with a foul down low there. It's going to go on Jamie Williams. That's going to be her first, the first team foul in the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line for Columbus SCOTUS will be Jordan Shohan. She has got 7 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, 1 of 2 from the stripe. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Columbus SCOTUS now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. The Hawkeyes trailing by 4, 17-13. as Jordan Schohan will toe the mark for another shot. She averaged 10 points, 4 rebounds per game last year for the Shamrocks. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Paige Schohan gets the miss from Jordan Schohan and lays it in. Paige now with 5 points in the ball game, and Columbus Scotus has got a 6-point lead, 19-13. Jamie Williams dribbles to the elbow, kicks it out here now to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger in three-point territory. Shamrock stay with a man-to-man defense. Morgan Nicola at the top of the key. Inside to Caitlin Ernst. Now back outside the ring to Libby Kissinger. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down the lane. Nice pass to Chanel Farmer. Shot is up and in. Farmer down deep in the lane. Scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 7:07 to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Columbus Scotus 19. Hastings St. Cecilia 15.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Columbus Scotus will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Now Hastings St. Cecilia will apply some pressure down here. Here's a long baseball pass down and forth. It's going to be way too far. It goes out of bounds. So they throw a long pass. That was Alyssa Fultz. Boy, nice arm on Fultz. She threw it the full length of the floor, way over the head of Jordan Schohan. That's going to be a turnover on the Shamrocks. And now we drop back where we started here. Now St. Cecilia will plant things in from underneath their own basket. Hawkins are trailing by 4 points, 19-15. They have not led here in the ballgame. Here's a pass that's going to be off of the fingertips of Libby Kissinger out of bounds. So St. Cecilia turns it away for the 14th time here in the ballgame. That's going to be the Shamrocks getting the ball back here on the near sideline. They'll play things in. Jarecki has got it. Jarecki now to Alyssa Fultz. She's double-teamed here in backcourt. Goes over to Kara Moore. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone down the right sideline. Kara Moore, bounce pass out here to Fultz. Dribble penetration, that's a Jarecki. Can't go for the shot. Comes over here to a Fultz. Down the wing on the right side, that's a Kara Moore. Dribbles down on the baseline. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Schohan sees it right in the hands of Alyssa Fultz. Over to Kara Moore on the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass over here to Jarecki. Drives for the hole. She's fouling the play. Jarecki taking the ball out of the hole there for Columbus Scotus, and a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be her third. So three fouls on Ernst. That's going to be team foul number two on the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. Stephanie Jarecki goes to the free throw line for Scotus. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Jarecki averaged 3 points and last year for Scotus. Now in the starter's role here for their head coach in Jared Ritter. 20-15, Scotus with a 5-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good by Jarecki. The ball is picked up here by Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Libby with a left-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Libby will try to set things up. St. Cecilia not playing very well offensively in the ball game tonight. Libby drives for the hole and a foul called. As Libby goes down the lane there for the Hawkettes, a foul is going to be called here on Columbus Scotus. Is going to go on Kara Moore. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number one on the Shamrocks here in the second half of play. Kissinger to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Again, the Hawkettes hit only 33% from the field in the first half of play. They were 4 out of 12. 2 for 8 in the first quarter, 2 for 4 in the second quarter. Top of the free throw line is up and in for Libby. Nails a couple of free throws, and the Hawkettes, despite not playing very well offensively, hanging right with the Columbus Scotus tonight. 20-17 is the score. Hawkettes now down by 3 points. Safe to say, applying pressure here in backcourt. Jarecki has got it. Comes to the near sideline to Fultz. Now to Schohan. Across the timeline to Carly Fultz. Carly comes to Jordan Schohan. Now to Alyssa Fultz on the right side. Here's a long-range jumper by Jarecki. No good. Offensive rebound, Schohan. Jordan Schohan now to Carly Fultz. They work it back around to the right side to a Jarecki. Now to Fultz. Comes over here right through the fingertips of Carly Fultz out of bounds. But Carly takes her eyes off of that baby and goes sailing right through her fingertips into the scorer's table. 20-17, the Hawkettes can tie things up here with a three-point field goal. Libby Kissinger has got it for St. Cecilia. Dribbles behind her back, behind a screen from Ernst. Now drives it down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot, she's fouling the play. Libby Kissinger trying to create something there for the St. Cecilia offense. And a foul is going to be called here on Columbus Scotus. It's going to go on Carly Foltz. That's going to be your first to the free throw line again. Will be Libby Kissinger. They held a pair just a few seconds ago. She's back up there now for the Hawkettes. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. Kissinger now 3 out of 3 from the stripe. End of the ball game, Morgan Nicola for St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst will check out. St. Cecilia is within 2 points. 20-18, Columbus Scotus with the lead. As Kissinger will have one more, pushes it up there, and the shot is up and in. Libby Kissinger now 4 of 4 from the stripe in the second half, and St. Cecilia is within 1 point. 20-19 is the score. This is the closest they have been for a while. Scotus has pretty well maintained a pretty comfortable lead here in this basketball game so far. Alyssa Foltz has it poked away. Foltz picks it back up on a traveling violation. Well, we've seen a share of turnovers. That's typical for girls basketball, and especially early in the season. That's 12 turnovers on Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia's got 14. So we've got 26 turnovers between the two teams and 39 points. 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Libby Kissinger with the ball, moves it left side of the lane. Now backs it back out into 3 point territory. The Chanel Farmer back outside to Nicola. Shot is up there again. A two-pointer by Morgan Nicola. And St. Cecilia goes out on top for the first time. 21-20 with 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's a Drenke with the ball being pressured in backcourt by Chanel Farmer. That's Alyssa Foltz. Brings it into the offensive zone. She is double-teamed. Gets the ball away now to Stephanie Drenke. Now to Carly Foltz. Dribbles one. Sends it over to Alyssa Foltz. Back to Carly here. Entry pass deflected away from Shohan. Scramble is on. Shohan picks it back up. Down to Alyssa Foltz right side of the lane. Alyssa comes over here to Carly Foltz. Down the near sideline to Drecki. Takes it down on the baseline. The ball tapped away. Picked up by Scotus. Here's Foltz for three. Shot good. Alyssa Foltz picks up the trash out here in three-point territory and scores. She's got 8 points. A long pass down the floor is going to be intercepted. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their 15th in the ball game. It was picked off there by Peyton Shohan. So Columbus Scotus now with a two-point lead, 23-21. And now it's going to be a timeout here from Columbus Scotus. Jared Ritter wants to call a timeout here for the Shamrocks. We'll take a break. 4 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's Columbus Scotus 23, Hastings St. Cecilia 21.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. 4 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the third quarter, 23-21. Hawkins are trailing by 2 points. Columbus Scotus with the ball. There's a Kara Moore. Kara Moore brings it into the offensive zone there as Morgan Nicola will pick her up defensively. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. Moore bounce pass down to Drecki. Entry pass to get it down low. Here's a shot by Peyton Shohan. It's going to be no good. And the ball brought out of there by Kissinger. Long pass down the floor to Morgan Nicola. Goes for the hole and shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Shohan. Gets it to Kara Moore. Nearly tied up. Moore's got to get out of there. Dribbles once and sent to the far sideline. With the ball in the offensive zone now as Alyssa Foltz gets away on the dribble. Drives inside. She is knocked down in the play. No foul. Drecki has got it. Now she's going to be fouled in the play. Foltz went down in the lane. There was no foul called here. Drecki picks it up on the left side of the lane, and she's hammered on the play there by St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schrapp picks up the foul. That's going to be her first team foul number 3 on the Hawkettes here in this third quarter of play. To the free throw line, Stephanie Drecki for Columbus Scotus. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. Shot no good. Drecki now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. High school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Second shot is up there. Good by Drecki. It's 1 out of 2 in the Scotus lead. It is now 3 points again at 24-21. 3:43 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia back with the ball in their offensive zone. On the right side, here's Alyssa Schrapp, who's into the ball game now, to Jamie Williams. Williams gets it to Libby Kissinger. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. A pass down low is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Alyssa Schrapp, and it's picked out of there. 16 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. There's Kara Moore with the ball. Now to Alyssa Foltz. Foltz sends it down to the baseline to Jarecki. Back outside to Kara Moore. They get it back down here in the baseline to Jarecki. Entry pass to Shohan, and her shot is up and in. Jordan Shohan now with 9 points in the ball game, and Columbus Scotus back out to a 5-point lead, 26-21. Scotus has scored the last 6 points here in the ball game after St. Cecilia grabbed that brief lead at 21-20. Under 3 minutes to go, St. Cecilia with the ball. Alyssa Schropp now on the wing to Jamie Williams. Nearly traveled with the ball. Works in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled in the play. And Jamie Williams will now go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Stephanie Drecke picks up the personal. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number three on the Shamrocks. To the free throw line will be Jamie Williams. Williams has not scored so far tonight. Now she has, as the free throw goes straight down through the hole. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer. Going out will be Libby Kissinger. 2:49 to play here in the third quarter. It's 26-22. Shamrocks have a 4-point lead. Jamie Williams to the free throw line for his second shot here. Takes a deep breath, squats. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Shohan. Shohan clears it away here to Stephanie Jarecki here in backcourt. St. Cecilia attacking back here with Nicola. They get it across the midcourt stripe down to Kara Moore. Kara Moore dribbling with the ball. Now she's going to be nearly tied up by Morgan Nicola, but she gets the pass away to Foltz. Brings it back to Jarecki. Entry pass to Shohan, and she draws a personal foul inside. Jordan Shohan right in front of the basket draws another personal foul there on the Hawkettes, and I think that's going to go on Ernst again. That's the fourth personal foul on Caitlin Ernst with 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play. She's having all kinds of problems containing Jordan Shohan inside. Shohan with 9 points in the ball game, make it 10 as the free throw goes down. She's now 2 out of 5 from the stripe here in this ball game. Here comes Olivia Thomas back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Ernst. 27-22. Columbus Scotus with a 5-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Jordan Shohan's next free throw is up there. It's good. She gets the roll. Now 28-22. St. Cecilia down by 6 points after they had the lead at the 5-minute mark. 3 minutes later, they look up and they're down by 6 points. Jamie Williams with a free throw line extended right side. Jamie dribbling with the ball out here for St. Cecilia after Libby Kissinger. Kissinger looks, goes to Olivia Thomas. Free throw line again, just to the right side of the lane. Thomas gets it to Morgan Nicola, drives it down to paint. Now has problems with a dribble, a traveling violation. 17 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. Columbus Scotus has got 12. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in this third quarter. St. Cecilia down by 6 points. The defending champs here in the Class C1 ranks. The 2011-2012 season opener having problems here tonight. Alyssa Foltz is having problems with the pass there, and it goes out of bounds. Gets by her into the second row of the bleachers on the far sideline. 13 turnovers on Columbus Scotus. 1:50 to play here in the third. We've got the boys game coming up next between St. Cecilia and Scotus. It was a scheduled tip-off time at 7 o'clock, but this one's going to be running a little bit late. Morgan Nicola goes inside the free throw circle to Williams, and we're going to have a foul called here. We've seen a ton of fouls. And this is going to be an offensive foul called here on Libby Kissinger. Setting an illegal screen out here in three-point territory. Kissinger gets hit with her second. Officially a turnover on the Hawkettes. That's going to be their 18th of the ball game. 28-22, the Hawkettes trailing. Pressure in backcourt. Scotus breaks it easily this time. Carly Foltz gets rid of now to Alyssa Foltz. She is double-teamed left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down to Peyton Shohan. Back out to Foltz. Comes across the top to Carly Foltz. Back to Alyssa Foltz. Out of Peyton Shohan. Out on the baseline. They work it back around the ring. Down in the corner to Jarecki. Her lob pass in the lane is deflected away. It's picked up by Morgan Nicola. Then her pass is intercepted by Shohan. And their shot is up and in. St. Cecilia forced the turnover. And then they turn it over themselves. As Peyton Shohan scores, he's now got 7 points in the ball game, and the Hawkettes are down by a score of 30-22. Under a minute to play now here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gym. St. Cecilia, here's a long-range jumper, a three-pointer is put up there and in. Libby Kissinger hits her first field goal of the ball game, a long-range three-pointer just to the left of the circle. And just like that, the Hawkettes are back to within 5 points, 30-25 with 35 seconds to go. There's Alyssa Foltz with the ball. Double teamed on the right sideline. Foltz in trouble. gets the pass away to Jarecki. Entry pass to Shohan. Her shot is up there and in. Peyton Shohan scores. Peyton has now got 9 points. Jordan Shohan has got 11 for Columbus Scotus, and the Shamrocks lead by 7, 32-25. Libby Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory again. Picked up by Carly Fultz. Kissinger drives it down the left side of the lane. Dumps it away here to Olivia Thomas, and her shot is up there and in. And she is fouled into play. I think Libby Kissinger was going up for the shot. It was deflected out of her hands and went right into the hands of Olivia Thomas, who put it down through the hole. And she is fouled into play there on Scotus. So Olivia Thomas will go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Stephanie Jarecki picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Shamrocks. 32-27 is the score. Anna Perrault comes into the ball game now for Scotus. 4.5 seconds to play in the third quarter. Scotus trying to upset facing St. Cecilia here tonight in the season opener, 32-27. South of the free throw line is going to be no good by Thomas. Did not draw iron, so it'll be Scotus inbounding the ball here in backcourt. So 3.9 seconds remaining. It should be 4.5 because it was never in play there as the ball goes off of the left side of the rim. Did not draw iron. So they'll put 4.5 seconds back on the clock here. It'll be Columbus Scotus coming back the other way. 32-27 is the score. So they get 6/10 of a second added to the clock here. We've got that handle, and here comes Stephanie Jarecki into the ball game now for Scotus. Inbounding the ball here in backcourt will be Alyssa Fultz. She'll get it to Jarecki. 3 seconds to go. There's Fultz still in backcourt. Now to Jarecki, and Scotus did not look like they had anything set up there, and time expires here in the third quarter. Columbus Scotus will take a lead into the fourth and final period here tonight in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break with the score. Columbus Scotus 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 27. You're listening to high school basketball.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia High School basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Columbus Scotus has led it all to break so far, 11-4 after the first quarter, 17-13 at halftime, 32-27 after three, and now we go to the fourth and final quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia, preseason ranked number 1 in the Omaha World Herald, and they're number 2 in the Lincoln Journal Star. But the Hawkettes have trailed everything but except about 20 seconds of this ball game when they took a 21-20 lead here in the third quarter. Now into the fourth and final period, and the Hawkettes are down by 5 points. 32-27. Scotus has got the ball to begin this fourth quarter. There's a Kara Moore. Dribble penetration. She can be tied up on the play. Good job there by Chanel Farmer getting her hands in there, getting her big meat hooks in there, and creates the jump ball. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so that'll be a Scotus turnover. That's 15 turnovers on Scotus in the ball game. The Hawkettes have 19 here in the season opener. Chanel Farmer has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Dribbling with out here in three-point territory. Flips it away to Libby Kissinger. High post to Caitlin Ernst, who will play here with four personal fouls in the fourth. Nicholas, three-pointer put up there around the rim. Falls off, no good. And we got a foul and a rebound. It was poked away by Ernst. That's going to be her fifth foul. Caitlin Ernst tries to poke the ball away there and picks up her fifth personal foul, and she's out of the ball game. So Caitlin Ernst, one of the returners from a year ago, fouls out with 7 minutes and 16 seconds to play now. In the fourth quarter, she leads with 3 points. And now John Kyle is going to send a sub in here. Columbus Scotus is going to have the ball. Olivia Thomas is going to check back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. That gives the Hawkettes some height. Thomas is a big girl, 6 foot junior for St. Cecilia. She heads down to the scorer's table. She will check in for Caitlin Ernst, who is out of the ball game now with five personal fouls. We still got 7 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the ball game. The Hawkettes are down by 5 points. Scotus will inbound the ball to Shohan, now to Fultz. Fultz into the forecourt. They get it to Kara Moore. Moore stops at the free throw line, comes back out here to Stephanie Drecke with the ball. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense to Kara Moore. Chanel Farmer takes a swap at that one. Can't come up with it. Kara Moore trying to get away from Chanel Farmer on the dribble. Shoves away. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to a Shohan, and she's hitting the play, and a foul is going to be called. That was Peyton Shohan with the ball just to the left side of the lane. And a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. Boy, the Hawkettes have had a lot of turnovers, a lot of fouls in this ballgame. Alyssa Schrapp picking up the foul for the Hawkettes. That's going to be team foul number 7 on St. Cecilia. So now we got Peyton Shohan going to the free throw line for a 1-1. She's got 9 points tonight. A shot from the stripe is going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up there by Olivia Thomas of St. Cecilia. Thomas gets it away now to Libby Kissinger. Hawkins trailing by 5 points here in the ballgame. Morgan Nicola has got it now. 3-point territory to Jamie Williams. Takes it to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Chanel Farmer. At the free throw line, over to Morgan Dubas. Her shot from 12 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shohan. Shohan gets it away to a Jordan Shohan. Now to Stephanie Drecke. Here come the Shamrocks. They've got a 5-point lead, 32-27. Kara Moore with the ball down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor here. Picked up by Kissinger of St. Cecilia to Peyton Shohan. Peyton Shohan down in the corner to Drecke. Her entry pass deflected away. Picked up by Alyssa Fultz out here in 3-point territory. Again, they try to hammer it inside. And a pass is deflected out of bounds there by Jamie Williams. Scotus trying to get the ball down deep in the lane there. St. Cecilia's deflected two balls away. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Schrapp. Coming out is going to be Chanel Farmer. 6:06 to play. Shamrocks have a 5-point lead, 32-27. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man here off of the inbound on the far side. Kara Moore has got it out here just across the midcourt stripe. Bounce pass to Jordan Shohan. To Peyton Shohan, left wing now to Kara Moore, holds it off of a screen. Here's Drecke. Her shot is up there from 15 around the rim. Falls off, no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Peyton Shohan of SCOTUS. So St. Cecilia, despite shooting miserably here in the ball game tonight, they're still within 5 points, still within striking distance. 32-27, the Hawkettes down by 5. Jamie Williams with the ball, right at the elbow to Olivia Thomas. Down low to Nicola. Back outside to Kissinger for 3. Shot is going to be up there, no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Fultz. Alyssa Fultz has got it down for Columbus SCOTUS. Right-handed dribble here in backcourt. Bounce pass across the midcourt stripe there to Akira Moore. And the Hawkettes will now settle back into that man-to-man defense. Here's Alyssa Fultz with the ball. Alyssa starts off right, now left side of the lane. Bounce pass here to Kara Moore. Her shot from 12 is going to be no good. Rebounded there by Kissinger, brother Jamie Williams. Jamie Williams with the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Kissinger. Libby, right-handed dribble into the forecourt here for St. Cecilia. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Olivia Thomas. Ball high above her head. Now to Morgan Nicola. Morgan comes over here on the wing. The deep wing out here in 3 points territory to Libby Kissinger. Now to Morgan Nicola. She angles toward the basket, and now we got a foul call as he drives it toward the goal there. And a foul is going to be called on Columbus SCOTUS. Alyssa Fultz picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the Shamrocks here in the second half of play. 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play. It is 32-27. Hawkins are down by 5 points. St. Cecilia will inbound. Chanel Farmer, Wedding, comes way out on top to Nicola. Brings it back down in the corner. Ball mishandled there by Sarah Gettert. Now it's going to be kicked into the backcourt, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to St. Cecilia. Last touch there by Jordan Shohan, who kicks the ball down the floor there, and St. Cecilia will play it in the backcourt. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. John Kyle calls a timeout here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkettes are down by 5 points. We're in the fourth quarter of play. We'll take a break with the score. Columbus SCOTUS 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 27.
Love Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Got the boys game coming up next. So the first game of two here tonight. We got 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in this one. Columbus Scotus with a 5-point lead over St. Cecilia, 32-27. Tomorrow night we'll get our first look at the Adams Central Patriots. Adams Central opens up their season tomorrow against the Dusters of Holdridge. At the Patriot Gym, 5:45 for the pregame show tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the girls' game. Somewhere around 7:45 for the boys' game tomorrow. Then we'll have Hastings College basketball for you on Saturday afternoon. It'll be Hastings College taking on Dakota Wesleyan. 1:45 for the pregame show Saturday afternoon. 2 o'clock for the tip-off for the gals and 4 o'clock for the guys. Hastings College losing a pair of games last night to the Doane College Tigers down in Crete. St. Cecilia losing here, 32-27. Not been a good week for Hastings' team so far. So we approach the 4-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Morgan Nicola with the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Jamie Williams. Takes it to the elbow, left side, then loses control of the ball. On the dribble, that's going to be turnover number 20 as Columbus goes, comes out of there with the ball. 20 turnovers here in the season opener for St. Cecilia. Hawkins trailing by 5 points. Scotus with the ball. Peyton Shohan. Now to Jordan Shohan. Down low again to Peyton. She goes up with a shot, and it's going to be blocked down and a foul called. Sarah Gettert is going to be the guilty party now for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 8 on the Hawkins. Here in the second half of play. Peyton Shohan to the free throw line. She got 9 points in the ball game. Jordan Shohan has got 11. Shot is up there. It is good. So the Shohans have flat doing the damage here for Columbus Scotus in the ball game tonight, both in double figures. 33-27. Scotus with the lead. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be off of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Gettert. Sarah Gettert gets the ball into the hands of Libby Kissinger. Libby back into the offensive zone. Picked up there by Kara Moore of Columbus Scotus. Gettert gets it to Nicola. Back to Gettert. Mishandles the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Scotus down in the corner. Over there was Alyssa Foltz for Columbus Scotus. Nearly got to the ball for the Shamrocks. Goes off of her fingertips out of bounds, so St. Cecilia will play things in. 3:40 left here in the fourth quarter. Hawkins trailing in the ball game by a score of 33-27. Libby Kissinger out here in three-point territory. Libby holds it, waiting for the cutters. Comes over here on the right side down to Jamie Williams, down to Morgan Nicola. Morgan dribbles once, comes back out on top to Chanel Farmer. Chanel bounce pass to Libby Kissinger. Libby brings it back to Chanel. The ball tipped away, and it's picked up in the lane here by Shohan. Another turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Here comes Columbus Scotus back with the ball with 3:17 to play. Alyssa Foltz has got it down for the Shamrocks. Outside the ring to Kara Moore. Fakes, takes it down to Alyssa Foltz now. Foltz now to Stephanie Jarecki. Comes across the top to Peyton Shohan. Down in the corner to Kara Moore. Dribbles once. Brings it back out to Foltz. Foltz looking inside the block. Nothing there. Dribbles with the ball. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Jarecki. Columbus Scotus running some clock here. Late in the ball game, we're down to 2:50 to play. Alyssa Foltz down on the baseline to Kara Moore. Inside to Shohan. Spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola. St. Cecilia with the ball with 2:38 to play. Long-range jumper by Farmer. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes to Shohan for Columbus Scotus. Morgan Nicola gets hit in the chops. No foul called as Shohan gets the ball away here. Here comes Kara Moore now for Columbus Scotus. 33-27. The Shamrocks have the lead. Now a traveling violation is called out here on Kara Moore. An enforced turnover as Kara Moore's whistled for the traveling violation. 16 turnovers on Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia has got 21. It's 33-27. Columbus Scotus with a 6-point lead, but St. Cecilia is still within the striking distance here. Just a 2-possession ball game. Libby Kissinger has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Dribbles to the elbow. Hands it away now to Chanel Farmer. Farmer out here in 3-point territory. Now to Libby. Backs it on out. Hate to say, trying to get something going offensively here as Libby Kissinger directs some traffic out here. Calls to play on the high post. This is going to be a Nicola with the ball. Squares around. Now gives it to Chanel Farmer on the wing on the left side. Chanel dribbles with the ball. Down top of the key, that's Alyssa Schropp. Alyssa takes it behind his screen. Still can't put up a shot. Here's Chanel Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Columbus Scotus ball. Chanel Farmer, a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle, fires that baby up. It goes out of bounds. And now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. Hawkins calling a timeout here with a buck 42 left. 1:42 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Columbus Scotus 33, Hastings St. Cecilia 27.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is here to help you with your holiday shopping. Thursday, December 8th from 9 to 8 is our annual Ladies' Day shopping extravaganza. Take 20% off the entire men and ladies' departments, excluding Brighton. A Brighton representative will be on hand from 11 to 1 with the latest Brighton collections and gift ideas. Free gift wrap and refreshments will be served. Shop local with Gary Michaels Clothiers and receive 20% off. Thursday, December 8th, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The boys game coming up next. Columbus Scotus has led this baby the entire way, basically. Safe to say, had one lead at 21-20 with 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. That is it. Scotus has dominated the ball game, yet it's only a 6-point contest right now at 33-27. Scotus scored the first 7 points of the ball game tonight, led 11-4 at the end of the first quarter, 17-13 at halftime, 32-27 after 3, and right now Scotus, it scored only 1 point. 1 point in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia has not scored. So have not seen a whole lot of scoring here in the fourth and final period. We're down to a minute and 40 seconds to play. It was 32-27 at the end of the third quarter. It's now 33-27. Scotus out on top by 6 points. There's Alyssa Fultz with the ball. Fultz being hocked out here defensively by Libby Kissinger. High post now to Shoham. To Jarecki. Columbus Scotus not going to be in any hurry here to go up for a shot. There's a pass deflected, but Scotus maintains control. On the wing on the right side, Kara Moore. Now she's double-teamed, and now we got a timeout called here from Jared Ritter. The Shamrocks were trapped along the far sideline. Ritter knew they were in trouble, so they burned one of their timeouts out here. A minute and 11 seconds to play in the fourth and final quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Columbus Scotus 33, Hastings St. Cecilia 27.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Boys game coming up next between Columbus Scotus and Hastings St. Cecilia. In between games, we'll catch up with St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher. Get a little preview of the Hawks for the 2011-2012 season. Tonight was the first night we had competition for the water sports across the state. A busy night across the state of Nebraska. Hastings High opening up with a girls-boys basketball doubleheader at Seward tonight. Adams Central open up their season tomorrow night at home against Holdridge. A couple of ball games we'll be able to hear right here on 1230 KHIS. 33-27 is the score here. The Shamrocks with a 6-point lead over St. Cecilia. Scotus with the ball. There's a Kara Moore. She's double-teamed. Gets the pass away to Alyssa Fultz. Lob pass goes to the far side to a Jarecki. Jarecki retreating back out near the 10-second line. Double-team, triple-team. She's knocked down on the play and a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. Wait a minute. They got a timeout called before the foul. So they're going to give Columbus Scotus the timeout here. No foul call in the play there on St. Cecilia. We're down to 55.3 seconds to play. Scotus calling another timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Columbus Scotus 33, Hastings St. Cecilia 27.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill.
fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia Hawkins being played by 21 turnovers in the ball game so far tonight. Columbus Scotus for the season opener. They've got 16. They've got a score of 33-27. We've had 1 point scored combined between the two teams here in the fourth quarter. Scotus hanging on down the stretch here. We're down to 55 seconds to play in the fourth and final period. As Scotus will play things in right the midcourt stripe. Kara Moore goes into the backcourt to grab the pass. Breaks it back in the offensive zone against Jamie Williams, and now she's called for the double dribble. Got ahead of herself there in a double dribble violation. So St. Cecilia with some life here with 49 seconds to go. They're down by just two possessions here. End of the ball game, Schropp for St. Cecilia. Coming out will be Sarah Gennert. Now St. Cecilia will inbound here in backcourt. Chanel Farmer gets into the hands of Libby Kissinger. She loses control of the ball, goes to the far sideline, and it's going to be Columbus Scotus ball as it goes trickling out of bounds. Another turnover. Libby Kissinger having problems with a dribble there. Has 22 turnovers on St. Cecilia in the ball game. 46.1 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 33-27. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. A foul is going to be called here on Jamie Williams of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. Boy, this game has taken forever to play here. They're running ahead of schedule. In fact, got about a five-minute head start here tonight. But this game has taken a while to play. Girls high school basketball tonight. Kara Moore goes to the free throw line for Scotus. She has not scored so far tonight. A reserve player for Scotus last year averaged 2 points and two rebounds per game. That's the 19th foul in St. Cecilia. The shot is up there. The shot's going to be no good. They missed the front end of the bonus. Morgan Nicola gets the rebound. St. Cecilia is still with life. They're down by 6 points, a two-possession ball game. Libby Kissinger with the ball. Libby behind a screen from Olivia Thomas. Works it to the wing on the left side. Libby has still got it. Spins inside. Still can't put up a shot to the free throw line. Lob pass comes to the near side to Chanel Farmer. 24 seconds to play. Farmer has the ball tipped away. Chanel picks her back up. Here's a pass into the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. It was deflected, and it's intercepted here by Jordan Shohan. 14 seconds to play. Here's a bounce pass to the near sideline to a Fultz. Being attacked back here. It's picked up by Farmer. She gets it on the turnover. Sends it in the lane to Libby Kissinger. Big pileup down there, and a jump ball is called with 3.4 seconds to play. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Columbus Scotus, so the Shamrocks will get the ball. St. Cecilia had the turnover they wanted, but Chanel Farmer could not convert. She sends the ball down low to Libby Kissinger in the lane that was mishandled, and a jump ball is called. Columbus Scotus will play things in. They'll get it to Jarecki, and that's going to be the ball game as time expires. Columbus Scotus knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia in the season opener here tonight. So the number one ranked team in the Omaha World Herald preseason poll goes down to defeat here in the season opener for the 2011-2012 season. Columbus Scotus upsets Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. We had 1 point scored in the fourth quarter. And the final score was Columbus Scotus 33, Hastings St. Cecilia 27. Back with a recap after this.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HDTVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the championship basement at Hastings St. Cecilia. Now I think the Hawkeyes know how tough it's going to be to defend a Class C1 state high school basketball championship. Last year's state champs, they come out here to begin the 2011-2012 season and did not play very well. The Hawkeyes losing to Columbus Scotus tonight by a score of 33-27. Scotus scored the first 7 points of the ball game here tonight. They led 11-4 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia closed the gap to 4 points by halftime, 17-13. Hawkeyes actually took their first and only lead in the third quarter with 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. St. Cecilia led 21-20, but then Columbus Scotus reacts, scores 6 straight points, and they never trailed again. Scotus got out to a 32-27 lead after three, and just 1 free throw between the two teams in the fourth quarter combined. And Columbus Scotus wins it tonight in girls high school basketball by the score of 33-27. St. Cecilia got 7 points tonight from Libby Kissinger. She had a three-pointer, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Chanel Farmer also had 7 points in the ball game. She had a 3 and a 2-pointer, and she was 2 out of 2 from the stripe. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Morgan Nicola had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Caitlin Ernst had 3 points in the ball game. She had a field goal, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She fouled out with 7 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Alyssa Schropp, she had 3 points in the game tonight. She had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers, Olivia Thomas had a field goal and 2 points. Jamie Williams was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. St. Cecilia, unofficially 9 out of 13 from the free throw line here tonight. And I had them with 24 turnovers in the basketball game. Columbus Scotus, they were plagued by 17 turnovers tonight, but the two Shohan girls got most of the damage done for Columbus Scotus. Jordan Shohan, she ends up with 11 points. She had 4 field goals, and she was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Peyton Shohan, she had 10 points. She had 4 field goals. She was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. The other scorers, Alyssa Foltz, she had 8 points in the ball game. She knocked down a couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal. So 8 points for Alyssa Foltz and 4 for Stephanie Jarecki. She had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for the Shamrocks. So Hastings St. Cecilia opens the season with a loss to Columbus Scotus here as the Shamrocks come to town and beat St. Cecilia by the score of 33-27. Columbus Scotus leading at all the breaks tonight, 11-4 at the end of the first quarter, 17-13 at halftime, 32-27 after three quarters. And again, the final score was the Shamrocks over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 33-27. The Hawkeyes 0-1 on the season. They will be on the road on Saturday. They will play at Bishop Newman. Again, the final score was Hastings St. Cecilia losing tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 33-27 to Columbus Scotus. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher as we get a little preview of the Blue Hawks for the upcoming season. That is next as we continue with high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is just moments away on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street.